You're listening to Your English Podcast with Nadia and Yvette, episode number 4. Welcome to Your English Podcast, where it's all about helping you get your point across. Brought to you by your trainers for business, Nadia and Yvette. Well, hi there. This is Nadia. I'll be doing this episode alone today because Yvette is on her way back from her summer vacation and she hasn't arrived yet. So let's just dive in immediately to today's topic, which is actually how you can overcome nervousness. Now, let me ask you something. Have you ever had shaky knees, a bit of a stomach ache, and felt your palms getting sweaty, and maybe you also had a lump in your throat, and you really seemed, or you really did not want to be where you were at that moment? I'm sure those symptoms sound familiar if you also have had nervousness, or if you've had, if you've encountered these symptoms of being nervous. Now, nervousness is something that actually takes control of our mind, and it's ordering our body to play these tricks on us. And it usually happens in time before an important presentation or talk or some performance in front of an audience. That's when you suddenly get all these symptoms. Or maybe just you only get one of them, but you feel miserable no matter what. And you'd actually just prefer going away. Or you're so nervous, that can also happen, that you get on stage and you forget everything. And you can't speak anymore. That can happen too. Now, everyone I've talked to has had at least one of these symptoms. And one thing that we all had in common at that moment was that we didn't want to go through the experience again. And I confess I've had those symptoms as well. Sweaty hands, lump in my throat, my stomach hurting, shaky knees, shaky hands, everything. You name it, all symptoms around nervousness, I had them. I'd like to share 10 strategies that have helped me beat my nervousness. Now, you'll have to try them out and see which one or which ones work best for you personally. So, strategy 1, be prepared. Now, preparation covers putting in all the necessary work to achieve your goal and also to practice numerous times. So you can record yourself while practicing, because this will help you get used to your voice. And you can also discover the power of your voice and also the power the pauses have. In the preparation phase, you can test everything and see what works best for you and your audience. I like to think of Benjamin Franklin's quote here, failing to prepare is preparing to fail, because it says it all. The next point, or the next strategy, would be to visualize in a positive way. Now, I'd like you to go to a peaceful place where you can relax and close your eyes. It can be anywhere. You can lie down on the couch, in your bed, wherever you want. Or if you don't want to lie down, then just sit somewhere relaxed and close your eyes. Imagine yourself giving this presentation, talk, or performance, of course, which you have practiced before, in front of your audience. That means if you're going to be giving it in front of your colleagues, imagine your colleagues there. If you're going to be giving it in front of your future clients, then imagine your clients there. Your audience is looking at you in a very admiring and friendly way. And they're smiling and they're nodding to what you're saying. They're listening to you because you're speaking eloquently and making the necessary pauses to keep them engaged. And you can see that they believe what you are telling them and that they trust you. Then you hear their applause and you feel the positive energy. And as a result, you feel amazing because of the wonderful outcome. So now open your eyes again. Now you've just lived through your challenge, and it's wonderful, right? So now by visualizing in a positive way, your mind will believe you're remembering something you have already experienced. So do this as often as you like before. And I promise it will make you feel a lot better. I've tried it many times in such or before I know I'd get into such a situation where I could become nervous. And it has worked really well for me. So let's go on to the third strategy. Concentrate on your breathing. Now, before you step in front of your audience, concentrate on your breathing. Take slow and deep breaths. Let's try this out. Relax. You might even want to close your eyes and just breathe in. For as long as possible, and then breathe out. And do this for at least a minute. A few minutes are better. This will get your heart rate down and, give you the mindfulness you'll need to calm down. However, I do have to warn you, you can also use this to fall asleep. It's a very good method. If you have troubles falling asleep, you can try this as well. So, strategy number 4, assume rapport. That means talk to your audience like you've already met them. Yeah, so just before you step in front of your audience, you assume you're talking to your best friend. And this will let you feel more relaxed and comfortable as well. Just imagine you're speaking to your best friend or someone you like very much, and you know that person likes you too. That'll help immensely. Next strategy point, be excited. Now, do you remember when you were a child, how you felt before your birthday or before Christmas? Maybe you still feel that way as an adult. Excitement feels a lot like nervousness. We get excited about positive things. So tell yourself you're excited, not nervous. After all, it is something positive. So recognize your strengths. Sometimes we get nervous because we don't believe in our own abilities and strengths. But consider this, whoever asked you to give this presentation does believe in your strengths. That's why you were chosen. Recognize, perceive, and use your strengths. Now this brings me to the next point. Be courageous. Step out of your comfort zone and accept the challenge. Put on your cape. Be your own superhero and defeat those negative thoughts that cause nervousness. Strategy number 8, positive body language. There are different methods to achieve a positive body language. You can stretch and use a power pose. That means you can raise your fists in the air and jump as if you've just crossed the finish line. You can listen to your personal power song and do your happy dance. Whatever it takes to put you into a positive state go for it. If you stand straight in front of your audience, you will ray out confidence and your voice will have more space. So, good posture is very important. Wearing a smile on your face will increase the endorphins, which will make you feel calm and good about yourself. Besides, a natural reaction to a smile is a smile back. So try it out and you'll be surprised. You can also try this out wherever you go. If you're using the bus or the subway and listening to this right now, just smile at the next total stranger that walks in or is maybe sitting across from you. You'll see that person will smile back. At least most of the time they will. Next strategy, number 9, arrive early. Now get to the venue early enough, because not only can you then test everything one last time, but you can also meet and talk to the attendees before you start. Which is helpful to talk to your audience like you've already met them. Which was point number 4, in case you remember. Look for things you have in common. You can also find someone nice that you can look at during the first few minutes of your presentation or talk. It will make it easier for you. So, strategy number 10 is then the worst case. What is the worst thing that could really happen? Think about it. And is it really that bad? Is it the end of the world? Or is it just something you could smile away and start over? Don't forget we're all human. And most people in your audience aren't there to see you fail. They're there because they are interested in your topic or in you. Now concentrate on them and be yourself. So, those are my favorite strategies to deal with and overcome nervousness. Do you have any you'd like to share? Then please drop me a line and let me know. In the show notes, you will find your possibilities to get in touch with me. You will also find something else that I want to tell you about. Yvette and I have set up an early interest page about a online program we're offering, and it's all about perfecting your presentation in English. So, in the show notes, you'll also find a link to that early interest page where we've put together all the information about perfecting your presentation in English, and dealing with nervousness is also one part of this program. That wraps it up for today. I hope you've enjoyed my strategies I've shared with you, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week. See you then. Bye. Thank you for lending us your ears. We hope you've enjoyed listening to our podcast. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.